You know, that Geddy Lee is awesome, isn't it?
Oh, man. Neil Peart stands alone.
I just, you know, that's, by the way, that's Rush, in case you were wondering.
In case you were uncultured.
another great offering from the Count of Monte Disco. Welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. Nothing like it around the country. We are leading the pack. This is the number one show for caregivers. Who'd have thunk? Well, I thunk it. And I thought that, you know what, we need to have a show out there that reaches into the lives of folks who are struggling, putting themselves between someone they love who suffers and disaster. And that's what caregivers do every single day. They get up and they try to figure out ways to help protect somebody who is vulnerable. And it's not just getting a good night's rest or eating a diet to help take care of yourself as the caregiver. There are so many different things you need to do. And part of that is just getting around town. Maybe these individuals that you're caring for, this individual you're caring for, has developed significant disabilities and they cannot be mobile anymore. You're going to keep calling an ambulance? You're going to keep calling a service? Or maybe is it time to convert a van that you have, or to convert some equipment that you have on your truck or whatever, to be able to better take them around? And that's why I am so grateful that Mobility Works is one of our sponsors. Now, I've known these guys for a long time. They used to be called HDS, Handicapped Driver Services, and this office that we've gone to over out on 24, they're right off the interstate at Laverne, and you can see this huge, huge facility they have there. And they have done adaptive equipment for my wife on our vehicles over the years with a hand control so that she could drive. But they do just all manner of things. So I've got Neil Johnson with me on the phone. Neil, you there?
Peter, good afternoon. How are you?
I am great. I want to introduce you to the audience here. I mean, you guys have started advertising with us, but this is the first time I've been able to have you on the show.
Yes, sir.
And you've been doing this for a long time out there in your shop, and you've got a great team. Mark's been there with you a long time too, hasn't he?
He absolutely has. And let me start by saying, first Toto, then Rush. You guys are absolutely jamming over there.
Hey, you got to give it to the Count of Mighty Disco. I mean, I'm telling you, Neil, nobody expects what they hear when they tune into this show for caregivers. They think, we're going to play, you know, a little bit of, you know, Glenn Miller Band or something. I don't know what they think, but we slam it here, man.
Yeah, you guys have got it dialed in.
I know my audience, and you know your demographic. I mean, the people that are coming in over there, we're not 90 years old, you know?
No, not at all. And again, I appreciate you having us on today. As you mentioned before, we're right off the interstate in Laverne. We are Mobility Works out of Akron, Ohio. We're 34 retail locations strong. Certainly myself and my team work real hard and pride ourselves on, taking care of that Nashville area and surrounding areas.
Yeah, you've got a pretty big footprint.
Absolutely.
I mean, because you were HDS. I mean, I think a lot of folks that have been around for a while are going to remember you as HDS.
Yeah, HDS Vans out of Atlanta, Georgia, was some 32 years strong with 5 locations in the southeast. And going on about 3 years ago, Mobility Works came in and acquired us, and we continue to grow, starting at 12 locations, now at 34, and slated to have 50-plus here in the next couple of years.
Well, and this need is not going to go away, and I think that's what you're seeing such growth in, that because so many people are taking care of this aging population, and all of a sudden they realize they can't get their parents into the car very easily.
Absolutely, and you had touched on it in the intro there. What we specialize in is just about anything vehicle-related. We're the nation's largest supplier of what we call a lowered-floor minivan, which is an accessible product. From the van side of things to a scooter carrier, wheelchair carrier, set of hand controls, just about anything related to mobility in an automobile, if it's safe, if it's crash tested and it's something that we believe in, we can certainly assist in that arena.
All right. Well, let me go through a couple of things with you here. We got just a few minutes, but I want to go through. So somebody is, all of a sudden they realize their parents are really slipping, or at least one parent is slipping or whatever, and they're going to have some, they're in a wheelchair now for the most part, almost all the time. And they're going to have to do some conversion stuff. Maybe they need to downsize and they need to go and get rid of the cars that they had and maybe get a new car. If you're getting a new car, there are allowances that car dealers will do for some of these things that you're talking about, correct?
You're absolutely right, Peter. And we do start with what we call a needs analysis. And for anyone out there listening, caregiver, end user, you know, we don't call ourselves salespeople. We call ourselves consultants.
And by the way, he's not kidding about that. They're not sales. They really know their business. I've been a customer there. They know what they're talking about. So they're not coming in there with plaid jackets and cheesy haircuts saying, you know, how you doing?
Hey, don't knock the plaid jacket.
Well, I'm sorry. I forget about John.
Timeless style.
John
right?
comes from a long line of plaid jackets and cheesy smiles. So.
I hear you. Yeah.
No, but no, they are consultants. So go ahead. I'm sorry. Right. I didn't mean to interrupt there.
No, that's okay. We leave the plaid jackets at home, no doubt about it. Certainly a consultant first, walking you through a process to determine, you know, what truly do you need and what's the best route to get there. You had mentioned, Peter, an existing vehicle, challenges within the existing car, driving controls. We can take you step by step through that process and to address your first question about the mobility assistance. Most every major car manufacturer these days, if you were to buy a vehicle new within that first 6 months to a year, if you do have some adaptations, hand controls, a lift, anything of that nature installed on your vehicle, those major car manufacturers will assist thousands, sometimes up to $1,200 with the cost of that product.
Well, and that's a huge deal it's a good selling point. Now, does that include like European type cars or imports or just is that pretty much across the board or what?
Yeah, I'm going to say, put it into a percentage, I'm going to say about 90-95% of the automakers out there will recognize that reimbursement program.
I mean, you're not going to put a ramp on a Ferrari. So, I mean, you know, that's not...
Some
that's,
have asked, but not yet, no sir.
But certainly, and certainly your SUVs and things such as that. Now, some of these things you can do will alter the vehicle permanently, and then other things you do will not. Walk me
Correct.
Through some of that.
Absolutely. You know, you've got two or three major classifications. Number one being the accessible van. That is a product that has been structurally changed, built on an assembly line, very similar to the way a traditional automobile is built. That's going to be a permanent modification. You know, someone coming to us needing to eliminate the lifting, eliminate the transferring. How about a vehicle that is modified and accessible to roll your wheelchair and your device right in there, eliminating all those challenges that you may have had prior to that. Then you get into lifts and carriers, classifications we may call unoccupied. You've got some mobility, needing to get that wheelchair, that scooter, that mobility device from point A to B. We can scale back a little bit and look at a carrier on the outside or a lift on the inside of an SUV. Certainly not making anything a permanent change, something that can be reversed and switched to another vehicle. And then driving controls, that's another major category within our company. Slight modifications to bring that gas and brake and steering, you know, up to the hands in some cases, but again, always reversed, changing to another vehicle if that need were to be there.
Well, see, that's what you guys did for our cars, and a lot of people thought Gracie had electric hand controls. I said, no, they're just manual. I mean, they just it's a specialized thing, and Mark put them in. I mean, he's your service manager out there. And, well, I don't know. I don't know which one put him in, but I think it was Mark. But it's a very specialized thing you do, but you attach the mechanical device to the steering wheel column, and then you can brake with your hands, you can accelerate with your hands, and it's all manual, it's not electric. And then you could transfer this from one car to the next and with minimal difficulty. I think you guys turned this around in like 4, 5, 6 hours.
Yeah, it's about a 3 to 4 hour install in most cases. Again, bringing that someone with limited or no use of their feet needing to bring that gas and brake control to their hand. Any new user, obviously, we want to be safe about it. We want to get you with the proper driver evaluator to go through those processes to get trained or evaluated.
Well, do you have to have a prescription for those things?
You absolutely do. Our company stance is very strong on safety. And if you are a new user, for example, the hand controls we've talked about, which is a very common product within our business from day to day, you need to be evaluated. And that's a certified driver instructor. May take a couple of hours, may take a couple of visits. But they walk you through that process as a trained instructor. With the different styles of hand controls on the market, as you mentioned earlier, some analog, very basic, others very high-end electrical style. Let that evaluator, in a professional manner, tell us what style is going to work best.
And you handle that from start to finish.
We absolutely can. Yes,
so you're one-stop shopping on that. All right, we're just I've got to take a quick break here, but just real quick, I want to ask you if you've got a situation where a couple is getting a little bit older, and for example, and I see this a lot, where a friend of mine whose husband's been just blowing and going for years, and all of a sudden now he's got Parkinson's, he's in pretty bad shape, and she's having to transport him around. They don't necessarily want to go the whole nine yards here of doing a big van conversion. They just maybe need something to help mount a wheelchair or something on the back or something that's easy for her to get it out. Can you all help navigate that process with her as well?
Absolutely, Peter. All it takes is a real simple call to our office there in Laverne. We'll kind of walk you through that process very slowly, taking it step by step, asking the right questions, and determining not only the best fit for the end user, but we want to make sure that the application is safe, not putting too much weight on the rear end of a particular vehicle, for example, really following the rules, following the processes, and making sure we put the right application together. But absolutely,
now,
Bree needs analysis all day long.
And last question here, and then we'll give out your number here. Does insurance cover any of this?
You know, unfortunately, no. When you get into the automotive side of things, not a lot of insurance coverage, unfortunately.
What about tax breaks?
Yes. You know, our products are certainly considered medical necessities in the state of Tennessee. So certainly around that tax time, itemize that out and make sure to, you know, include those purchases. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that's good to know. All right. So if people want to get in touch with you, the number to call is, what's the best number?
Absolutely. Call us locally here at 615-280-5058. And please feel free to visit our website, a wonderful interactive site, and that is mobilityworks.com.
All right, so that's 615-280. Write this down, 615-280-5058. Ask for Neil Johnson. I'm going to have this out on podcast as well a little bit later. In fact, actually, you know, I've got some of this right now, so you can text to 64895. Text, if you're on your mobile device right now, just 64895 is the number. Text the word CARE. It'll send you to the latest podcast, which will show, we'll have some of that stuff, and Neil's numbers will be there, and I'll make sure that's updated a little later on today. 64895. Text, if you're on your mobile device right now, just 64895 is the number. Text the word CARE, and that's Mobility Works, and they're one of 30-something offices across the country, and right here in Laverne, Tennessee, covers this Middle Tennessee area. And I've used these people. I know these people. That's why I'm so thrilled that they're part of this show now. So, Neil, you're going to come back, right?
Absolutely, Peter. Right. I want to thank you again for having me. And I'm sure I speak for a lot of folks. We appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you, and you as well. You're getting people mobile. And Gracie cut your commercial, and she did a great job with it.
She did a wonderful job.
She is but she wanted to do that, and I'm glad she was able to do it. Listen, we're up against the clock. I got to take a quick break. The Count of Monte Disco has played Rush. He's played Toto. What does he have for us now? Take it away, John.